Good morning. Welcome this day. A special welcome to Neil Hagberg, my good friend and one of my favorite debating opponents over lunch. It's good to have you here with us, sincerely, to stir the pot a little bit this morning. Our opening hymn is number 528 in these red hymnals. Number 528, please stand.
Good morning. So I'm happy to be here. Thank you, Katie. Also, I fell in love in this chapel. My wife and I would meet like on the front rows that aren't here any longer, and that's how I fell in love. I got married here, right up there on that altar where my wife walked down one side of the aisle. I walked down the other side of the aisle because we didn't want to do it like giving away or anything like that. So she walked down one side of the aisle. I walked down the other side of the aisle. And we couldn't afford, honest to God, we could not afford anybody to what you call it? Videotape. It was called videotape then. Couldn't afford anybody to videotape, so we got her ex-boyfriend to do that. And he was right up there. I came down this aisle. Leandra came down that aisle. And you don't know that two people got married. All you see is her going down that aisle. So anyway, she always said that if our marriage ever ends, then she'll be able to use that for the next wedding, because nobody will know. So, and not only that, but I hope I get buried here somewhere. I don't know. This would be a great place. And I also live in the basement. So here we go. My topic today is called Stop Praying and Start Living. So I've used different forms of prayer in my life. When I was 12 years old, June 22nd, 1971, I was going to be 12 years old. That happened to be the date that the Red Owl store in Montevideo was having a raffle for a green banana bike, the bike that I had coveted since I was about, oh golly, forever in my life, since I was about 10. So 2 years I'd wanted this bike. They were going to have this raffle, and I knew because it was on my birthday, it was fate that I would have it. I also went in every single day into the Red Owl store, and I stuffed a ballot box. I would go in to sign my name, put it in there, and then I kind of walk around the store and make sure that nobody was looking, and I'd do it again. So I had a really good chance. And then I prayed really, 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 really hard because I knew God wanted me to have that bike. And then another kid won it. And I have no idea what went wrong. That was my bike. All the signs pointed to it. God was on my side. I know I prayed harder for that bike than anybody else did. I can guarantee that. But what I didn't know is that God couldn't give two hoots for me winning that bike. Just like God doesn't give two hoots for a Super Bowl athlete who goes up there and says, you know, We won because of that. God's on our side. Just like God cannot give two hoots for if Gusties win a championship. Okay. Then there was the night over in Complex. You call it Complex now? I was in North, okay? And that was when I was in North as a freshman, you'd have to wear shoes to get to the showers because there were broken glass bottles and everything else like that. I happened to think that getting drunk and high was a really, you know, good way to start college. And so that's what I did. And then I was no longer satisfied with getting drunk and high, and it didn't do it for me. So I thought, what am I going to do? And one of the leaders of FCA pulled me aside, pulled me into his dorm room and had me say the Jesus prayer and invite Jesus into my life. So I got born again. Okay. So I spent the next few years thinking I was in and all of you were out. What I did not know was that I could not ask God into my heart because God was already there, always. And God didn't give two hoots about whether I formed a magic prayer with the right words. Whatever I did or did not say or invoke changed nothing about the love God gives everyone, every single creature, bar none. Okay, then there was the time that my wife-to-be, she wasn't my wife yet, but she had a melanoma scare. We were convinced that she had, the doctors too thought she had melanoma. They thought it was going to be advanced, and they did the test. I was stricken with grief, and I prayed so hard that it not be so. And the results came back, and it was not so. What I did not stop to realize was that it either would be or would not be so, regardless of my prayers. And I was wasting my time when I could have been doing something so much more valuable, which I'll get to in a second. But first, it's time for a song. Here we go. Let's see. I think that's what it's time for. Oh, I want to tell you one more thing, though, before I do this song. There have been times in my life, I have experienced tremendous anxiety. I didn't identify until my 40s, until I was in my 40s, that what I was experiencing was panic attacks, that anxiety would literally take hold of me and not let go. I didn't know. I didn't know I needed help. And I would wake up some mornings, frequently, and this would be my mantra. Please God, no, 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 please God, no. I woke up, and that's the first thing out of my mouth. Now, I can imagine God going, I heard you the first time. But I kept going and going and going and going. My mantra did everything but bring me closer to God, however you want to define God. Because the mantra that I was doing kept me locked in myself. All right. So now, we didn't do the scripture, did we? Oh, here's the scripture. Got it. When you are praying, this is from Matthew 6, 7, and 8. It's great, 6, 7, and 8. When you are praying, do not use meaningless repetition as the Gentiles do, for they suppose that they will be heard for their many words. So do not be like them, for your mother in heaven knows what you need before you ask her. Okay, now it's time for a song. No, it's not. I want to tell you this. So let me tell you why I no longer ask for things. Why I don't ask for healing when I'm sick. And why I don't pray for others to get well like I used to. Now it's time for a song. This is a lullaby I wrote for my daughter, Madeline, who just turned 17 the other day and may come to Gustavus next year, but don't anybody say anything, because if you do, she won't come here. I wrote this, the longest I'd ever been away from her was 13 days on a concert tour. and I was along Lake Michigan. I woke up and I missed her so much, and I wrote this song, and that's the last time I was away from her for more than a few days. And when she goes to college, I'll be rooming with her. When your sleepy eyes are fluttering like butterflies, when you fight to stay awake, but then you close your eyes, when your breath becomes a rhythm of a starry night, I'll be here, I'll be here, I'll be here. When you dream your dreams of fairy boats and fairy wings, when you wish that you could fly or float upon those streams, when you find that every wish of yours will not come true, I'll be here, I'll be here, I'll be here. I'll be here, loving you. I'll be here to hold you tight. I'll be here to comfort you and kiss good night. Find the world awaits your morning smile. When you fall and find the world won't always hear you cry, I know someday you'll have to fly away, and when you do, I'll be here, I'll be here, I'll be here for you. So when my daughter was around 10, we thought she had the flu, and it lasted for 2 days. She was thrown up for 2 days, and we didn't know. And we finally brought her in the third day, and they rushed her to the emergency room, and her appendix was leaking in, and it almost burst, and there was a chance that, you know, it was messy. If it goes inside, all bets are off. And we were totally freaked out. She had to have an emergency appendectomy. One of the scariest times of my life. But it never occurred to me to pray. It occurred to me to be with my daughter and my wife. God does not need me praying. God needs me to be with Madeline and Leandra. When I'm spending my time praying, I'm missing the present moment. That blew me away. I'm going to speak just for myself and my own experience. I'm closing in on 57 years. And you may have a different experience, but that song is titled, I'll Be Here. I cannot be here when I'm babbling on in fear. Or even, in my case, when I'm babbling on in faith, or your case. I can't speak for your case. I can only be here when I'm here. Steve Wilkinson was like another dad to me. He was my mentor, my boss for 35 years. Loved him so much. And when he got terminal cancer, they gave him 9 months to live. And he said, they gave him 9 months to live. He lived 6 years. I got to spend hundreds of hours with him. To my knowledge, in my conversations with him, He never prayed for healing. He always prayed the serenity prayer, which was, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Accept the things I cannot change. I can't change the fact that I have cancer. I'm not going to waste my time spending my time on that. I am going to have the courage to change the things I can, which is to go do whatever treatment I need to do, which is also to go and continue to reach out to people, to love other people, to serve other people. I'm not wasting my time sitting here going, help me, help me, help me. And he lived 6 years. And he's my role model, or one of them. A friend of mine got breast cancer this Christmas, and I didn't know what to do. Well, you never know what to do. And it always, this is me personally, it doesn't have to be you, but it always bugs me. I always like, I want to tell somebody, I'm praying for you, because I don't even know what that means. But I do believe I want to be with you. I do believe I want to walk with you through this. I don't know, maybe that's a form of prayer. Most people wouldn't say so, so I don't pray. I don't pray for healing because I don't believe that's what God cares about. If God did, then everyone would be healed, in my opinion. But I'll be with you instead. That I believe God cares about. That is something I can do. Thich Nhat Hanh is a Buddhist monk who I admire as passionately as I admire Jesus. And he said, everything you are looking for is right here in the present moment. Everything you are looking for is right here in the present moment. So I wrote Kula a song. Since I don't pray about it. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. All that we What are you looking for? It's here. It is not out there. It is not in the past. It is not in the future. It's here. If you spend your time praying in the ways that I've described, there's a good chance you'll miss it. Amen.
We invite you to remain. The brass choir will be playing a couple more selections, whether you stay or whether you go. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.